Welcome back to The Edge. Hey, there's someone new at Search Engine Land. Is your content being outranked by a site that just used copy and paste? A spike in crawl traffic does not mean impending doom. Or does it? You're listening to News from The Edge for the week of January 24th, 2022, here on Edge of the Web Radio.
From the Edge of the Web studios, here's what we're looking at this week.
Very clickbaity. I had some clickbaity headlines this week. You know?
That's the goal.
No? Which one was bad?
If it isn't
clickbaity. The someone new at Search Engine Land? Mm-hmm. Actually, he's not new. He's old, but he's new to Search Engine Land. But he's not old. I mean old as like an age. I did not mean that.
Oh my gosh. I have found that if it's not clickbaity sounding titles, Aaron screams it like a kid on the corner of the street in the 1930s.
Extra,
there he is.
Oh, God's sake. Somebody please punch him.
Oh, too late because I played it for my kids and the kids love it, so now it's sticking around.
They don't love it. They're holding that in a drawer from when you get older and they're gonna pull that out and just mock you.
I'm so happy that you said that I'd be getting older as opposed to your usual punch.
No, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Danny Goodwin. Oh, I just blew it. I'm sorry.
Oh wow.
Oh no. Oh my God. I just blew the first story.
You really did. Fantastic. Well, this is Edge of the Web Radio. I'm your host, Aaron Sparks, owner of Site Strategics, a digital marketing agency based out of Indianapolis, Indiana. We're covering SEO and digital marketing news of the week, separate from our interview podcast, getting more news to you even more quickly. Actually, even getting before the intro of the bloody podcast. So there's news right there. Check out everything over at edgeofthewebradio.com. That's edgeofthewebradio.com. This is the Site Strategics Digital Marketing News Desk of Edge of the Web. We're proud to have Site Strategics as the title sponsor this week of Edge of the Web. Site Strategics is an agile marketing agency based here in Indianapolis, Indiana, as I said, with a focus on results-based iterative digital marketing campaigns. We're well-suited to deliver the results that you are looking for. Joining me this week to get his take on the news without spilling all the beans, I kind of started already, is Morty Oberstein, the head of communications at Semrush. Morty, can actually track him down at Morty Oberstein on Twitter. What's happening in Morty's world?
What's happening? You know what I saw that was so interesting? I wanted to tell you about it.
What's that?
Do you see that what's going on the top stories carousel with Google deduplicating? Oh, wait, I did it again. I'm so sorry.
All right. We're actually going to start muting Morty until we say go because he's just going to... He's just going to piss all over everything. What is it?
Yeah, the show's over.
I don't know. I don't know why I am the way I am.
You're
kind of really
angry,
sorry,
man. Right?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. You're wearing black, man. And I don't know what's going on.
It was an accident. Yeah. Everybody today is wearing black. I don't know. I thought maybe somebody died. But no. Every meeting I've had has been like people wearing black.
Yikes. You're just trying to.
Pretty morbid.
Trying to get out of the winter.
Yeah, I mean, you're wearing black again. Is that charcoal?
It's a charcoal and black combo. Fashion from Edge of the Web. All right. From Search Engine Land. Morty blew it. But Danny Goodwin joined Search Engine Land. Search Engine Land is happy to welcome the well-known search marketing journalist Danny Goodwin to the team as senior editor. Goodwin will actually join the editorial team, which includes Barry Schwartz and George Wynn, friends of the show, to help them deliver the best-in-class journalism on search and performance marketing to you. And that is, he's been around for a minute or so. Tell us about Danny Goodwin.
That's what I said. He's new, but old, and I'm not referring to age. Now it makes sense,
right. So should we be...
It's like a haiku.
So we got to ask Barry, is this new?
Always. Also, I like to say like Barry is a friend. Barry is the show.
Barry is the show.
Like, without Barry, there would not be a show.
If he wouldn't be posting, we'd be knocking on his door. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, he's going on vacation this week. That means only be articles. No, there's like no difference.
No difference whatsoever, huh? We'll find him. He's churning out content all the time, and he's the first one on the beat, right? So, hey, we got to give him credit where credit's due. Yeah,
a friend of the show. This show is brought to you by Barry Schwartz.
Okay, well, tell us about Danny. Where has he been in search marketing?
He's been at Search Engine Journal for like a long time.
Yes, he has. Yep. He was actually the executive editor at Search Engine Journal, where he led the editorial initiatives for the brand up until he just jumped over, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's big.
That was a shocker, by the way. So I totally missed the boat when he announced that he was leaving Search Engine Journal. I didn't know Danny left. I'm usually good about keeping up on these things. I'm disappointed in myself.
Hmm.
But the shocker was he went to Search Engine Land. Like, wow.
That's big news. And he's been in the industry since 2007, reporting on all things. And he actually began as the editor at Search Engine Watch. So kudos for that change. And we're certainly going to want to get him on the show here in the next few months as the dust settles over there, because he's running the spigot over there. So we want to pay attention.
We should have like an all-stars group from like Search Engine Land, like past and present employees. So it'd be Barry, Carolyn Lydon, Danny.
Yeah, Jenny.
Danny Sullivan.
Jenny Marvin. Right. Nothing uncomfortable in that panelist, right?
No, we can ask Danny all the good questions that he's crusty about on Twitter these days.
All right, our second news item of the week comes from the aforementioned Search Engine Journal. Roger Mahdi is actually rolling out Google Answers Why Entire Top 10 is Stolen Content. Now, this is an interesting article and pretty sizable.
Like, right in the that was like Rocky Balboa punching Ivan Drago, like right in the kidneys.
Oh my gosh. So Danny Sullivan explains why deduplication may temporarily cause an article headline search to drop original article to page 2 in search results. But that's not all. So here's the deal is that who actually dropped in there? Individual actually was asking. Oh, it's from The Verge.
Dieter Bond from The Verge.
From The Verge, they asked, hey, Google, I searched for a headline. Now, let's talk about that for a second. A headline, a unique string of characters that is specifically on a particular page. You would expect that headline to rank, if not first place, right there in the midst of everything, right?
Well, when you see it, expect when I go to a search engine, I expect stolen content to appear first at this point. Like, I do expect that.
Well, I mean, there's curated content that the engine's actually providing, but there's also, we have seen time and time again, this other sites that are very low value pounce on content and copy content from authoritative sources and get ranks. And get ranks right in front of those top sites.
In this case, it was Discovery. Mosty1.wordpress.com ranked above The Verge.
Unbelievable.
For The Verge's article.
Unbelievable. So there was multiple copies.
They couldn't even buy their own domain.
No.
They have a .wordpress.
So Danny Sullivan, the search engine liaison for Google, acknowledged that writers searching for a headline expect to see their articles ranking at the top of the search, not on a page or two. He also noted by searching by headline, it's not necessarily how regular searchers would search. That doesn't freaking matter.
That is, by the way, not true. And Roger points out in the article, I do that all the time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But for common users of Google, yeah, they're not going to search the headline. But we're not talking about search habits. We're talking about exact strings of characters not showing up and being curated. Not only that, but actually being completely duplicated by terrible websites.
Why is this duplicated content any more relevant than the actual original content of the same thing?
Exactly. And that was the response from Danny. We take a look. Danny came back saying, here's deduplication can often be useful. Doing this search in the way that user might be using solution-seeking terms rather than unusual terms in the headline. There you are at the top, and he's pointing out, I mean, they're kind of dancing at this point in time, pointing out, hey, you're over here. Hey, you're over here. But that doesn't answer the question of why in the world an exact string of characters search would actually be bringing up a trolling. It's not even trolling. It's a barnacle. It's almost like all of the AdSense link networks that have been just trying to grab a hold of some sort of phrase to get you on their page. They're terrible sites out there. Why in the world does this content bubble up the surface so quickly?
And by the way, the answer that Danny gave,
yeah,
well, you're in the top stories, right? So everybody could see you on desktop. It's a carousel on mobile.
Yep.
So unless you scroll through the carousel, no, they don't see you.
That's absolutely correct. No, they don't. And on top of it, the sheer fact that they also said that, Danny said that the other sites may have more relevant features valuable to a searcher. These sites are garbage, guys.
I want her to Google Jewish baby stroller, go to the images, and see what still shows up. Google, this is what's annoying. That's terrible. Google has these obvious, you know, blind spots, and I don't think it's fair to expect that they know. Look, as a person, I have tons of blind spots. You're probably listening to one right now. And no one's expected to get past all of their blind spots. But when you consciously are made aware of it,
right?
Hey, okay, that's a really good point. Let us look into this. Let's see what we can do here. Hmm. Or yes, I understand your concern. That does make sense, but here's the reason why we can't do that right now. Or here's the reason why we don't do that right now. But what you're saying does make sense. I think they run into problems when they say, well, no, that's stupid. You want your site to show up for the exact title? And you don't want stolen content to show up instead? Don't you see how we rank Neil Patel?
Exactly. I've written studies before of seeing these poaching sites pick up headlines. And on top of that, Google just bury some of the headlines of the originator of the article. And it's terrible to be seeing that, because you got this cluster of suckerfish that are just constantly grabbing a hold of content and immediately devaluing the authoritative article, right? It's something that needs to be addressed, because it's just noise, it's garbage out there. And honestly, it shouldn't happen at all with an exact string of characters. Yeah, I get it. If you vary off, you've got some more broad searches, things that get into the into the water. Right. But if it's a exact string of the exact headline is not ranking and it's on somebody else's website, there's something broken in the mechanics there.
Yeah, and then again, Google's not God. They're not perfect. That's okay. I think it's okay for things not to always go right.
Sure.
Like this podcast.
Hey, easy. It goes well.
I'm blaming me.
See that? Blaming me. That passive aggressive.
No, I was being masochistic. I was blaming me.
You know what? We're not going to blame InLinks. They are a continued sponsor of Edge of the Web, and we certainly appreciate that. Did you know that entities play a major role in how search engines understand and rank content on the web? Evidently not exact headlines, however. Optimizing your content solely around keywords is a thing of the past, and now's the time to add entities into the mix and reach higher rankings by using InLinks, an award-winning software in entity SEO. InLinks provides you with expert-level data to build your content around any keywords so that Google can actually have a better understanding of the context of your article. So go over to inlinks.net/edge to claim your free InLinks account today and start creating content that will outperform your competitors. See, we don't blame them. We just blame Morty. But
why would you blame our sponsors? That doesn't make any sense.
So the last article here, I want to tee this one up here. And I wanted to make sure that this one was the one with our poll of the week from Search Engine Roundtable by the Barry Swartz. Google reiterates that a spike in crawling is unrelated to upcoming algorithm updates. Google's John Mueller said again that a spike in crawling activity to your site is unrelated to an upcoming search engine algorithm update. John Mueller said on Twitter, it's unrelated when asked if crawl spikes are related to Google updates. So a couple articles, Morty. There's been a lot of communication that there's nothing about a crawl spike on your individual site that would actually relate to a Google algorithm update. However, a good deal of the SEOs that are very communicative and teaching in the space are all noting the same thing. There's a lot more spikes in crawl right now. Lily Ray, Glenn Gabe, to just name a couple, are posting
a lot of spikes.
So why?
But not that you can predict an algorithm update. And so Google's point is, and by the way, just Glenn, if you're listening, I was never arguing with you. I am on the same page, Google. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry.
Talking about editing something out.
I assume the crying was related to me, because that's drawn a tear, Marty.
Glenn, if you're listening, I wasn't arguing with you. It doesn't make any sense that you could be able to predict an algorithm update by crawling. This was John Mueller's point on Twitter.
Right.
What are they going to do? Start crawling the web and then make an update the next day? That makes no sense.
No, but Kevin Indig jumped in there and said, yep.
Kevin had an interesting point, right? Devin was back. I would like to be a fly between a meeting between, say, Kevin and Glenn.
Mm-hmm. He says, Google seems to re-crawl large parts of the index before core updates. The question is why? Maybe to recalculate certain rank-related variables across many sites. Maybe to update its corpus at the same time. Maybe. With a bit of a shrug. So there's a good deal of conversation going back and forth.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I remember when I was back at Wix, so there was data. They have a large sampling of Googlebot crawl data.
Sure.
Because they're tracking millions and millions and millions of sites.
Yep.
I remember one time seeing, hey, you know, there was an increase in crawling, not before the update, but along with the update, which I thought was interesting. I don't know what to make of it. So I asked Nati from Wix, hey, could you share some of that data that you have? So it shared data, crawl data, like, I don't know, like a million domains.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see there's as the rank fluctuations go up and down from the December product update,
right?
Product review update, you can see there's a correlation between the crawl spike. So rank volatility goes up, some points crawling goes up. I don't know. That's just a correlation. You need to look at a lot more data. But again, this reminded me of another time where I saw something similar. I don't know what to make of that. What does that mean? Why does Google do that? Does it mean to do that? Is that a residual effect?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just find it interesting.
You know,
but it's not to say you can predict, in my opinion.
So there's no historical evidence that we have. I mean, you're over there at SEMrush, and you've been seeing volatility for a while, in this last 12 months. But historically, there's no major spikes to this particular degree that precipitate a sizable algorithm core update. That's what you're saying?
That's what Google's saying. I think it makes a lot of sense. What are they going to do? Recrawl the web and then do an update on what they just recrawled, right? That processing.
Exactly. And that's where I was going to go, is that it's probably a double check that things hadn't changed radically for this content.
That's interesting.
Go ahead.
Like, it's what I mean. Like, if you see something, like Kevin's seeing something like that,
mm-hmm.
it would be interesting to see, like, what does that mean? I don't think it means you could predict,
mm-mm.
but like, what does that mean? But again, I don't know what Kevin's seeing. So
Glenn,
you should have Kevin on.
Yeah,
you should have Kevin ending on this podcast and ask him.
We will. We have before, but we will in this respect. And who knows? Maybe get the whole conversation on the podcast to talk about this.
Oh, you have Marie on and John.
Why not?
Glenn.
It'll be an all skate, right?
It'd be awesome.
Glenn Gaybacker says it's not really true. Google has explained that it's a myth. It could be due to big site changes causing the spike in crawling and not the upcoming algo update. He hasn't seen any connection there either, based on helping many sites impacted by broad core updates. So I think he's got his pulse on hundreds of websites with the work that he does. And you're seeing the same thing. There's not a predictive element. You do see things.
What I saw with the Wix data and what Nati showed with the Wix data was not before the update.
Mm-hmm.
It was during the update. So along with the update. Why that is, one, that is just a correlation. I don't know if there's actually a direct relationship between the crawling and the volatility,
mm-hmm.
but it's something I saw a long time ago. It's something that Nati showed with the Wix data from the product review update in December.
Yep.
It would be interesting to see and investigate that.
Absolutely.
That's where I'm at with this point.
All right.
What that means, I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows, but it's not predictive. It's during the update, not before the update.
Exactly. And yes. John Mew, just to bring him into the mix there, he says, yep, it's unrelated. I mean, there's always something launching after a spike in crawling, but there's always something launching. We were at SMX years ago, back in 2016, and listening to Google saying, hey, you know what, you're dealing with maybe 500 to 600 tests going on any given day coming from Google. So if you have that many tests going on, you know something's happening, and it could not be correlative to a algorithm update at all, right?
Or it could be. I'm just kidding.
All right. So this is going to be this week's poll. I want to pull this around. So do you think that spikes in crawling activity on sites is related or unrelated to an upcoming search ranking algorithm updates? So answers would be yes, it's absolutely related. Nope, nothing to see here. Or third, I trust Google in everything.
Wow, that's a lot. Who do you trust in everything? Like everything.
My wife.
Yeah, right.
I just wanted to have it publicly known.
It's out there now.
But that
it's
was like so not believable.
So there's your poll questions for this week. Last week's questions. I'm just going to keep on moving. From episode 472, will you change how you optimize pages? Because DuckDuckGo has reached 100 billion searches. What would
the
be
answers
your,
were?
The answers were 6.7% says yes.
That was I'm like the 1%.
Did you say 6.7%?
Yes.
Wow.
73.3 say no, and then 20% said Morty. Yep, Morty already has optimized it, so we won't even bother.
There we go.
Thank you for playing in our poll. And again, make sure you jump into the poll this week because we want to have that level of participation. Let us know how we're doing that and what's interesting to you and what you'd like us to poll. How about that? Because we'll start pinging you with the articles that we're going to be talking about. Who knows? Get the audience really participating in this, right? We could poll a Kevin Indig. You have like a Kevin Indig poll every week.
Like just ask him?
Just ask Kevin.
Everything if. It's always 100%.
Uh-huh. So it's just one vote.
We pulled 100%.
We're understanding how polls work, right?
Just ask him every week. We're fine. All right. You know what's 100%? Quality communication at SEO Chat. Hashtag SEO Chat every Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern. What's going on over there? Who's running the ship over there this week, buddy?
Friend of the podcast. Andrew Optimize, he's running the ship. Yes. Oh, you have it already.
Yeah,
look
do.
At that.
He's on the stage.
Friend of the show. That just shows you, Andrew, you are a friend of this show.
We like Andrew Optimize. He's awesome.
We love Andrew Optimize.
He's a good guy.
So he is a good guy.
What are they going to be talking about this week?
We're going to be talking this week. SEO prioritization. In 2022, what do you prioritize? Should you be prioritizing that?
Right.
What are some new ideas you can get around prioritizing your SEO efforts in 2022? Check it out at Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hashtag SEO chat. Enter the hashtag into the search bar on Twitter. Click on latest and keep refreshing to see the latest tweets in SEO chat.
Wow. And you can prioritize your DuckDuckGo optimization, too, while you're at it.
I do. That's how I rank my podcast.
All right. So with that, that's a stellar commercial for hashtag SEO chat.
That was, right?
It really was. Pretty good.
Yeah. You first 100 customers get a bobblehead.
Who's bobblehead? Ask Kevin Indig who.
Kevin Indig's bobblehead.
I'm in.
All right.
Good. Is that a done deal? Like we're mass producing Kevin Indig. That would be amazing. Wait, that's actually an amazing idea.
All right.
Produce SEO bobbleheads. Like get your Barry bobblehead. Love this idea.
I've got nothing left there. I mean, you've this is what this show has meant to do this entire time. You found its mission right here. To manufacture
awesome.
Barry
John
Sports.
Mueller bobblehead, there Glenn Gabe bobblehead.
The entire gallery of SEOs.
Amazing. Cindy Crom bobblehead, Lily Ray bobblehead. Amazing. This is brilliant.
I think so. I think we're here.
The thing I like most about it is when I don't know the answer to something, I can ask my row of bobbleheads, and if they all just start shaking my head, I'm going to do whatever.
Absolutely.
That thing is. We could also have like the villains of SEO bobbleheads. You know what I'm talking about.
We can't manufacture a Neil Patel bobblehead because
there we go. There we go.
Oh, this is terrible. You, I think you've started a kernel of an idea here that's going to get us into a lot of trouble.
It's brilliant.
We need to find a bobblehead artist. That's what we need to find. Yep.
We need to raise capital for this.
Yep.
How about Ahrefs? You want to sponsor
SEO bobbleheads? There we go.
I'm sorry. Site Strategic is the sponsor for this episode. I apologize.
This week. Yeah.
All right. InLinks. bobblehead.
Oh my gosh.
Dixon Jones bobblehead.
I love it. I think this is a great idea.
I think it's great. I'm serious. I think it's brilliant.
Okay. I'm sure we could get a few. We got to do a GoFundMe or something for this.
We should absolutely. I mean, I know nothing about making bobbleheads. and that money would probably get completely wasted.
Well, dude, one of our clients a long time ago was a bobblehead collector and manufacturer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Or how, what about SEO Beanie Babies?
Dude, you lost me.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry. All right. Sorry. You killed the mojo right there. That's it for Edge.
Imagine a Bill Slosky bobblehead. There, it's back. We're good.
All right, so tune in as we start discovering our real role.
You hate LSI keywords? Yes.
Yes.
Up and down, up and down.
Oh, this is just not going to turn out well. All right, thank you, sir, for your participation and steering us straight into the wall. I do appreciate it.
Why I'm here.
All right, that's it for Edge News this week. Check out the Joe Martinez and Michelle Morgan episode on the state of paid search. Fantastic in-studio experience. And the second episode is upcoming very soon this week. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube channel to get updated when we go live with our next show. And give us your vote. Maybe our poll should we actually start manufacturing SEO
later? Alita Solis bobblehead?
There you go.
Alan Blywise bobblehead? Jason Bernard bobblehead? Crystal Carter bobblehead?
Oh my gosh.
Amazing. Endless.
I feel like I'm watching a scene from Forrest Gump right now where Bubba Gump's just talking about all
Gary Sussman bobblehead.
Oh, he would love that.
Brittany Mueller bobblehead.
We've got to join ranks and build the bobblehead.
This is amazing.
I think it's the gift that keeps on giving, right? Yes.
I always agree.
All righty. From all of us over at Edge, stay safe, stay well, and bobble your way towards not being a piece in cyber drift. That didn't flow at all. See you later, guys. Wow.